Wait. Hold on, I'll do it because he was getting us spraying a lot of ketchup on here.
Like daddy.
Yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the What Up Though Fantasy Football Show. I am your host, Ken King. Everybody just call me Ken at this point. It's Ken. and I'm joined. That was my son in the background. I'm joined with Beezy. And we do this, man. We're 4 weeks in. We're a quarter of the way through the NFL season, fantasy football season. We're back at it for another week. I didn't record it, B, but this weekend, because I had left my microphone up,
mm-hmm.
and I was in there cooking breakfast in the kitchen, and Kendall like came over and talked about, hey, what's up, everybody? Blah, 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 blah. And started talking in
wow.
the mic.
Wow. Wow.
What was funny about it, but he was like, hey, what's up, everybody? This is, you know, Kendall with Dead End Sports. And he just started talking about his actual game.
Flag football game.
Flag football.
Wow. Yeah. That's hilarious, dude.
But anyway, so we're 4 weeks in. Some people are 0-4. Kyle. Some people are 2-2. Some people are undefeated. A lot of people are in a lot of different positions, you know, 4 games into the fantasy football season. If you're 0-4, you might be done. But, you know, anything could happen if you get that good waiver wire pickup, injuries beset any other teams. A lot of teams have been hit with injuries, and they may have led to their record, because I think you were impacted by injuries to 2 of your star players, right, B?
Yeah, and which is crazy, because in my, you know, I considered the main league, my $100 league, I drafted Tony Romo and Dez Bryant, and we all know they both are out for a good amount of time, and I'm 1-3, but this is the thing, I tripped out, and I think I mentioned you when I tweeted this,
mm-hmm.
I have the second highest total points in the league, and I'm 1-3, but I'm league leading against points against. So, like, you know, teams have their best weeks when they playing against me right now, but I'm still scoring a lot of points. So that just shows you the greatness that I drafted, you know, how I'm still putting up these points. You know, unfortunately, I'm losing without 2 of my probably most highest, you know, my highest fantasy number of guys, you know, as in Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. But, you know, I made a trade, got Tom Brady on my squad, so now I got him back. I got his bye week out the way, so now I got him. I'm just sitting back waiting for Dez Bryant to come back so I can wreak havoc.
Yeah, they're saying he may be back in week 7.
Yeah. In a way, I kind of, you know, don't. I would rather for him to come back in week 9 or something like that, and, like, be ready instead of coming back in week 7, and then he's back out injured again, and then I don't have him for the playoffs if I make the playoffs. So I'd rather have him come week 9. We'll be, what, like about 4 weeks away, 3 weeks away from the in the fantasy regular season for the playoffs. So I'd rather have him come in week 9 and be 100% back, and then I can just steamroll into the playoffs than have him week 7 and then get back injured. So I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah, because Keenan Allen, you traded for him, right?
Yeah, I got him. And he played good the week that I got him in a trade. He played good that week. He actually played good, so it made me look kind of smart.
Okay,
I'm 2-2 in the dead end sports league.
Yeah, and the real NFL league too, right?
Yep, I'm 2-2 in both of those leagues. So I'm
those were big wins.
Yeah, both of those. Yeah, but me winning in both of those was woo. And then I kicked whatchamacallit butt in the real NFL, man. I had Chris Ivory and Jeremy Hill finally woke up, you know, this past week with 3 TDs, so that was like great. I was like, hell yeah. So, and then Mike Wallace, I had him, you know, because Eric Decker was, I think he was injured, so he was out. So I had I subbed in Mike Wallace, and Mike Wallace actually gave me like 15 points. So he had 80 receptions and a touchdown. So, hey, that thanks, Mike Wallace. You know, so that's good.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good sign, because if anybody watched that game Sunday where the Vikings were playing, who were they playing?
The Vikings talking about this past Denver.
Yeah, this Denver. Past Sunday.
Denver. Denver.
Yeah. Denver. Right. If anybody watched that game, it was just nine in the box. Yep. It was nine in the box every time.
Yep.
And what was crazy about that game is that I'm sitting there watching it, and I didn't really need many points because the opponent that I was playing, their players had bad weeks. I just need enough points to beat that his matchup, and that's kind of how I do my player by player, position by position matchup. And I'm looking at it, and I think Peterson had like 10 carries for like 28 yards or something like that. And it was like 4th and 1. And I'm just like, okay, just keep the chains moving. Don't get cute. Line it up and run the ball. And, man, they handed it to Peterson. And Peterson shot through that hole.
Man.
And he was out.
Yep.
Like, and what was so great about the play, other than it was, you know, a touchdown and fantasy points for me, because it really sealed the deal against my opponent in the Dead End Sports League, was if you look at it, when Adrian Peterson caught the ball, like, it seemed like he was in top speed. Like, he was literally planning on bulldozing his way through a first down, or he just saw the hole and he was out.
He was out, yeah.
I love watching the play, man, because he hit that hole so hard and then he was just gone. And the guy that was chasing him, he got to like the 20, he just stopped. He just stopped running after him. He was like, yeah, man, you got it. And, so that was interesting. And in that game, also, Peyton Manning had 2 turnovers, and I had Breeze, and I needed Peyton Manning to have a bad game in order, because I didn't know what I was going to get out of Breeze.
Right.
And Breeze, I didn't need the points, but, you know, if I did, the 80-yard touchdown in OT helped out a lot. But the thing about it is that I was playing against Breeze in the real NFL against Trapp.
Okay.
Yeah, and Palmer, he did okay, but he only had 1 touchdown. So I was like, he didn't put up the numbers. And they were in the red zone like 5 times, I believe, and only scored field goals. So, you know, so I was kind of just holding my breath on that game. But anyway, yeah, so, we're a quarter of the way through, man. And you know, these are the different things that, you know, that you'll have to face. You'll have to face injuries. And this year has been really weird because every time you look up, somebody's hurt.
Yep. Every week. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. It's just, it seems like every year we always just be like, man, injuries. It's like it's getting crazier and crazier with injuries, man, every single year. It's like you be thinking 1 week this person hurt and another crucial person get hurt. And this is like, what is going on with the NFL? And the same thing with this year. It's like, who would have thought? Dez Bryant 1 week, and then the following week after that, Tony Romo get hurt, and he's out. You know, he's out for a long time, and it's crazy, man. It's yeah. And Deshaun Jackson got hurt first week. I mean, it was really weird. It's been weird every time, man. Also, too, I want to also do a little pat on my back. You know, brush the dirt off my shoulders. In both leagues, Dead End Sports and Run NFL, I got somebody on the Toyota Presents. And then what I mean by Toyota Presents, if you play in the Yahoo Fantasy Football League, on the right side on the home page, they have a Toyota Presents, the biggest blowout. And, of course, my team is on for both of them. I blew out FIFA by 43 points.
Ooh.
And I beat my other opponent in the real NFL by 41 points. So I am on the biggest blowouts as blowing out my squad. So I love when I put someone on a Toyota Presents. I'm going to start screenshotting these when I put someone on Toyota Presents. So if you on Toyota Presents, don't get caught out, because I get you. Sorry, Ralph. Got to get you.
Yeah, you should, man. Put them on blast. You know, that's what it's for.
You see it clear as day when you go to the home. It's like, bam, Toyota Presents, biggest blowout. You're like, oh, yeah, I love it. I love when I put somebody on Toyota Presents. That'd be the main thing I look for on Yahoo. I'd be looking for who's on Toyota Presents this week.
Yeah. Yeah, dang, FIFO.
Yeah, FIFO. Man. Step your game up, FIFO.
Yeah, because I think his team is really not that bad. Kyle's team sucks.
Yeah, Kyle. Sorry, Kyle. Your team sucks.
Yeah, it's true. He knows it.
He knows it. Your team sucks, Kyle. Your team is bad. Jeez, if you listen to this, Kyle, your team sucks, man.
Well, we'll know if he listened to it.
he'd know. Oh, he'd definitely know.
All right, I want to go through the news and notes real quick. Drew Brees, they took him off the injury report, so that's good if you have him. You probably already know that. Andrew Luck was another interesting injury that happened.
I think he's questionable for tomorrow. I believe is he cleared to play? Is he say he's going to play?
Questionable.
Wow. So if you got Luck, what you
so
do?
Is Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
He's questionable too.
Exactly. So they hurting over there in Indianapolis right now.
Yeah. Things are pretty bad. Ryan Mallett got benched for Brian Hoyer, but he's still starting.
After he had that horrible first half, and Brian Hoyer came out in the second half and looked pretty good, and you would think, like, okay, they're going to go with him going the next game. But I guess they still trying to not create that QB controversy and say, hey, we still going to go with this guy. We still believe in this guy. So we'll see.
We'll see how that goes, because now they have Foster back. And I guess that's probably why they're going to stick with Mallett, because he didn't really have a running game.
Right.
So I guess they want to see how he does with Foster back, which he shouldn't be on a pitch count, tomorrow. He should get definitely a bigger increased workload. I had to start him. He got me like 1.5 points, and I knew I wasn't going to get much from him. But I gave it a shot. I got lucky. I won that game. Because I think the person I played against – who did he have? Matt Jones. And Matt Jones put out like 1.2.
Yep. He sure did.
Yeah, that was terrible. So let's see. So that's quarterback news. Running back news. Fred Johnson went out with the ankle sprain. I was in a situation where I always had to decide between Thomas Rawls and Abdullah. Mm. I went with Rawls. He had a pretty decent game, but They packed the box on him because they knew they were going to run.
Yep.
Let's see. Duke Johnson had a pretty good game as a receiver.
Yeah, he did.
So it's somebody to keep an eye out for. Ellington was limited in practice. That's no surprise there. Jeremy Hill limited in practice. Let's see. I don't see anything significant. What's this about Tevin Coleman? Just limited to practice. Let's see if we have anything with the wideouts here. Because somebody's hurt. Malcolm Floyd, concussion.
Jeremy Hill, limited to practice.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
With a knee, yeah.
Yeah. That's you guys probably need to know that. Alan Hearns, a lot of people were picking him up. He missed practice today, which is Wednesday. James Jones, I didn't know this. He was limited with his hamstring. And you know what? I think these limitations are almost like days off.
Yeah. You know?
So I don't see anything that's too significant with the receivers. And Antonio Gates comes back. And I'm curious to see how that plays out in San Diego, because Ladarius Green has been playing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's finally living up to what they thought they were going to get out of him, was just an athletic pass catching tight end. And with who's hurt? Somebody's Stevie Johnson and somebody else is hurt in San Diego. So I'll be curious. It'll be interesting to see if they use him as a receiver with Antonio Gates coming back, because they don't have any. Crockett Gilmore was out of practice. And a lot of this, you know, guys, would help you guys, because we're on waiver wire too. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. Julius Thomas is catching passes, so he's back. If you had him stashed, you'll get him back, hopefully, if not this week, probably next week, which is their projection. He'll be back in week 6. Dwayne Allen is back, so if you have Kobe Fleener, you can probably drop him. But he balled out when Dwayne Allen was out, so that's something you probably want to keep an eye on. In case one of those guys get hurt, you know, you want to definitely go snatch that guy up. Eric Ebron got hurt. And they had big plans for him. He's probably out 3 weeks. So, but there are plenty of tight end options, which we didn't expect coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make, because you are a Jimmy Graham owner? What do you do with Jimmy Graham? And because we're 4 weeks in, and we're kind of looking back, and we're kind of doing almost like a recap of the first 4 weeks in fantasy football. What do you do with Jimmy Graham? You know, he's had what, one good week?
Yeah, like one good week. He only gave me 3.5 points this past week. I don't know, man. See, like my only tight end in that particular league, I think it's the real NFL. I got Jordan Reed, but I think he's been questionable. He's been banged up, so it's like, you know, it's like I got to stay with him. You know what I'm saying? I got to stick with him. It's not like Jimmy Graham's hurt or nothing like that. I don't know if he's just not fitting in right with the system or yet, but it's like I can't really bench him because it's not like I got a bench tight end that's like playing better or stepping up. So it's like in my situation, I'm going to have to stick with him. I'm going to have to just, you know, gun it out, tough it out.
So I guess if somebody had, because I mean, most of the tight ends are already gone anyway.
Right.
Well, hopefully things will get better. I think that's the only thing you could look at. Most Jimmy Graham owners is the upside because they traded for him. You know, they will need him.
Yep.
He's complaining about the ball. And there was in that game, Russell Wilson hit Jimmy Graham for a pass, and I think he went for a first down. And Russell Wilson was a little hyped, and he was like, it looked like he was talking to Jimmy Graham. It was like, I got you. I told you I was coming, like that. And it was and the screen kind of cut away from it. And I was hoping the announcers would have picked up on it, but I thought that exchange was a little interesting because Jimmy Graham want to get work, and that's what he does. He's not really a blocker. He can block.
He can.
But he's a weapon.
He's a weapon. Yeah.
You know, and you have to use that weapon. Latavius Murray was hurt. He was limited in practice. There was a report coming out of Oakland where they were saying that they were still confident in him. I don't know what that's about because he had one big game. How would you grade, because you're a Latavius Murray rookie run? How would you grade Latavius Murray so far in the first four games of the year?
I'd probably give him like a B minus because, I mean, and I think the reason why I give him a B minus is for one, people, of course, because he's a Raider, he's in the Raiders uniform, they're not expecting much from him. You know, I guess to do anything because of the situation he's at. So, I mean, but I got him on, I think, on my main league, and he's doing okay. He's not, like, really, like, he's not having, like, out-of-body experience, he's balling type of numbers, but he's not having, like, the type of numbers where I'm like, oh, yeah, this dude suck. He's, I think he's got me, like, I think total so far in these 4 weeks, he got me, like, 47 points. I mean, you divide that up, that's roughly over 10 points a week, which... That's what I want him to do. You know what I'm saying? He's doing for me what I want him to do. So probably like, B minus. You know, he's doing good. You know, he's playing above average because he's getting every week what he's projected to get. He gets more than that for me in my fantasy league. So I can't ask for nothing more or you know, I mean, I would like for something more, but you know, it's like, yeah, he's not giving me 2 points and 3 points and 2 points like that. So, hey, he's doing a good job on my end.
So better than CJ Anderson.
Yes. I'm about to head upstairs and move right quick. I'm still here. But go ahead.
All right. He had that one big game, so you know, I'm still watching him. It was just when I saw that headline today, it kind of struck me as odd. So that's why I wanted to ask. I mean, I know he hasn't been terrible, but I think he's been serviceable. Like, he's not costing you games out there. So let's see if I can rank his, see where he ranked so far. So in running backs, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, top 10. Yeah, he's a top 10 back.
Yeah.
Over Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, Frank Gore, Eddie Lacy.
Yep.
So, you know, Eddie Lacy's been hurt, so that's why, you know, his numbers are down. But, yeah, he's performing better than those guys. Carlos Williams is hurt. And, again, this kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier, where injuries. Carlos Williams is the better back in Buffalo. LeSean McCoy is hurt, and I'll be honest, B.
Uh-oh.
I think if LeSean McCoy came back, I don't even think he would be that effective. Carlos Williams, man, I saw this in Florida State. He runs hard, and he looks to run into people.
Yeah, he do.
So he's a NFL running back, and he was always that guy in Florida State. Like, if he needed a play because he was a senior, he would come in and he would make the play. And he's been looking really, really good in Buffalo, but now he's hurt, a concussion. So now they got to go to Booby Dixon and somebody else. So a lot of people wasted a draft on a waiver wire position or spent money to get Carlos Williams, and he might be out for 2 weeks. You know, it's almost like people can't win. What do you do?
Yeah. See, I think this goes to the point to where I say, like, you know, always hold on to your waiver wires a little bit, because sometimes that gym might not, you know, you might think you're getting a gym in week two or week one, but it's going to be a gym that's going to come and drop by week five or week six, and you're going to be like, oh, thank you, I'm glad I saved my waiver wire. And now, you know, I'm number one and I can pick whoever I want to get, because right now I think in two of my leagues I got the number one waiver wire position. So now I'm just sitting back waiting to see a hot gym, a gold nugget to fall to me, you know what I'm saying? Because now I got the overall waiver wire claim, so now I can get whoever I want to get.
Yeah, you know, I don't think, well, I draft well, so, which was the name of our last show, two shows ago, I didn't need to go get him. And I wasn't in a position where I wanted to hate on anybody to steal him, because I didn't project him to finish the year as a starting running back anyway. So unless you have LeSean McCoy, your running back suck, you know, I could see you going to get him, or you were just thirsty and out there just sharking.
Right.
For no reason. And now you wasted a waiver spot. All right. So that's that. So that's news and notes. Through the first. Let's see. So here are the roster trends. And I think, people are picking up. You know what? I'll save this for later, because when we go through the waiver wire. But let me see if there's anybody of significance that people are picking up on the waiver. Because I think most of these roster additions that we're seeing is impacted by bye week. So, but Ronnie Hillman. And you know what? I'll wait. We'll get to that when we talk about disappointing players. Let's see. You know what? You did something interesting you told me about. And
what happened?
And I think it's worth discussing.
Okay.
When it comes to strategy.
Uh-huh.
You benched Matthew Stafford for not somebody that you could easily plug in, like a Dalton or a Palmer that you may have gotten late.
Mm-hmm.
Or Phillip Rivers if you've gotten him late, or somebody like that. You benched Matthew Stafford, who was for Sam Bradford. Why?
Well,
that was a risky play.
You think so?
A little bit, because of the way Philly has been performing. You just, at least I think so. He's been averaging, what, 1 or 2 touchdowns? But they haven't looked great.
Yeah, but, I mean, they was going against Washington. I mean, it's not like, defensive-wise, Seattle scared me more. And me and you saw Matthew Stafford the week before at, you know, live. And when I saw him there, I just didn't like what I saw. And going into this, if Matthew Stafford's probably playing against a different defense, I probably would have still stuck with him. But against Seattle, at Seattle, and in his road record, you know, he's still haven't won. He's still 0-18 now, you know, going against a team that's had a .500 record or better. So I just, nah, man, I had to go with Sam Bradford over at Washington. You know, I had to. It was just, it was an easy decision for me. I wasn't even like going back and forth. When I saw that, I was like, swap, and I just kept it moving. And it made me look like a genius once again.
Because he threw, what, 2-3 touchdowns?
Yep. He threw 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 270 yards.
Dang. Yeah, it helped you win that week.
Yep, it sure did.
But I think just for people listening, you know, those are sometimes the decisions that you have to make, and you have to look at the opposition, like who's the opponent. And unless you have one of those, unless you have Breeze, Brady, I can't even say Breeze. Unless you have one of those top, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, you know, I could definitively say, then yeah, you might have to make those decisions, you know, in your league. You may have to make it for anybody that's playing against Seattle, unless they're one of those top round picks. So it's something to consider. Let's see. So a lot of people are picking up Anthony Dixon, obviously because of the Carlos Williams injury. Christian Michael is somebody that people are picking up because of the way that Randall has performed and McFadden has looked. Hasn't looked great. So it's something you guys may want to keep an eye on, because Gary wasn't happy with him trying to stretch over the goal line. It almost caused him and fumbling the ball. He got bailed out, and apparently they had talked to him about that the week before, and he did it again. Antonio Andrews is a guy that you guys may want to look at. Bishop yep. Sankey had one good week, and he's been terrible.
Yep.
They like Antonio Andrews. Right now they're saying it's a running back by committee, which is a basically like a poison.
That's the worst thing you want to hear.
Yeah.
You scouting in fantasy football. You do not want to hear the team that's doing running back by committee. You don't want to do that ever.
Right. Yeah. So you can pick him up and hope that he wins the position. At least you will have him. If you have somebody you can drop and you can stash him on the bench, you don't plan on making a lot of moves. Rashard Jennings had a big game for you. Did you play him this week?
Yes, I did. I played him. Rashard Jennings and Chris Ivory, they both stepped up big for me.
Why did you replay Rashard? Did you have no other options available? Because he had been struggling a little bit.
Yeah, no other options available. So it was kind of like one of those, all right, let's see how it goes and close my eyes and hopefully he do good. You know what I'm saying? You know how it be like when you just don't got nobody else and you be like, I got to play this guy. That's how it was with Mike Wallace for me this week. I was like, you know, Aaron Decker was out. You know, I was just like, I had to play Mike Wallace and just close my eyes and hope for the best.
Some guys that are being picked up in the receiver position, Allen Hurns, who's had, I think, three good weeks so far. Allen Robinson is drawing a lot of the top cornerbacks, so he's been eating.
He's been eating.
Yeah, yes. Oh, Julius Thomas is coming back, so that should open things up even more. What do you make of Leonard Hankerson in Atlanta with the Falcons? Is he the number two guy now?
It looks like it is, based on Roddy White's displeasure with the squad. I would say yes. I think he's gonna be number two. I think they're gonna slide Roddy down to the slot. That's just me. That's what I see happening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I really don't know much about the offensive system, but what I do know is that has really helped Larry Fitzgerald playing that slot position. He's been managed, he's managed to eat. It'll be curious to see after, you know, him crying about his lack of catches and see what happens with that situation.
Yeah.
Moving forward. It's like we talked, you know, I brought it up on Dead End Sports. It happened back to back weeks. Yep. I'm like, this is odd. Something's up with it.
Yeah.
And people just said that. You know, they were just trying to preserve him and this, that, and the other. I don't think that's the case. I think that Matt Ryan likes Julio and Leonard Hankerson.
Yep, he do.
Willie Snead had a big game, which is good. If he can continue to produce. You know, I thought Willie Snead was white.
You did? Why? Like, how did you, why?
Because I saw him catch the ball, he jumped up, and maybe they showed a different person, but the person I saw on the screen looked white. And then I saw a picture of him. I was like, oh, that's a brother? Even though he has a name, Willie.
I'm about to say, come on now, Ken. It's certain names you just know that's like, okay, yeah, that's a brother. Like, Leroy. Now, you think a white dude would be named Leroy? Like, yeah, come on now. Come on.
Yeah, I thought. But, yeah, he's been effective so far. He's had a, you know, he's not pulling up killer numbers, but he's something that you guys want to keep an eye on. In the last 3 weeks, 6, 7, and 6 targets, 44 yards in two of those, and then 89 yards in the last game. He's playing better than my guy, Brandon Cooks. I need Willie Snead to play, so hopefully Brandon Cooks will play better because he's been terrible, and I've been winning in spite of him, fortunately. So somebody to keep an eye on. Kamar Aiken, we saw, I think he went for 77 and a touchdown Thursday. Steve Smith might be out up to 6 weeks. He's definitely not playing this week. So if you guys are hurting or need a receiver or a flex play, he's somebody you want to pick up. I thought you may need to pick up Reuben Randall. I think you still can because they're going to give him work. But he didn't. He got bailed out by a touchdown.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's one of them guys where you just be like, man, he's sucking. But, you know, whenever that player give you like 20 yards or 15 yards, but they give you a touchdown, you kind of like breathe easy. Like, okay, yep. Well, at least you got me a touchdown, so you good. You know, you don't want to hate him as much. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. tight end position, Gary Barnage. Look out, keep an eye out for him. He's had some pretty good weeks out of Cleveland. Richard Rodgers is up and down, but Green Bay don't have a tight end, so you just, you know, it's just like you say, you pray he gets a touchdown.
Yep. That's I mean, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Kelsey's been kind of up and, well, you know what? I ain't going to say up and down because, I mean, he had that good first week. And he's been doing whatever I expect him for to do from a tight end. I think me and you said this last week. Like, I don't really expect my tight end to put up, you know, 20 points. I expect him to give me like about, you know, anywhere between 5 to 8. If my tight end give me like 5 to 8 points a week, I'm good. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you just hope you have a big week when you play Gronkowski.
Right. And it did. I think in my main league it did because the guy I played against, that's when you know Gronkowski went off in week one, and then Kelsey went right back and had a spectacular week too. So that wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think things will open up for him. Macklin is stepping up. He's had two games, back-to-back games, over 100 yards.
And me and you watched that game, remember?
Mm-hmm.
With that game where he started off the first half horrible. And
yeah,
was
so
like,
catches.
Yeah, we was like, man, whoever got Macklin got to be happy, or whoever playing against Macklin got to be pissed because,
right.
Man, because he wasn't doing nothing, and then he just like, bought out. So.
Yep, so. Yeah. And, you know, Charles is, you know, Charles is Charles, so he's producing. Mm-hmm. But they needed a receiver to step up. That should open up opportunities for Kelsey because he's still getting around 40. Wait, no, I think a little bit more than that, 50 to 60 yards or so.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Alex Smith is looking for him. Alex Smith is definitely feeding him. Like, if you look at his targets, he gets the targets. He gets the looks. That's not an issue.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. So those are some guys that you probably want to keep an eye on and look to pick up. Or if you got a guy that's hurt or you need somebody, those are some good options for you. Heading into week five, 4 weeks. What are some surprises, if any, that you've had so far of this season?
Ooh, that's a good one. Surprises, I guess. Like how crappy DeMarco Murray has been. I mean, you know, you got to think this guy was going, you know, first round. You know what I'm saying? He was going. If you was like within the top 10 picks, DeMarco Murray was getting got. You know what I'm saying? So if you picking him your 9th pick or 10th pick, you know, coming off of a leading the league with 1,800 yards, you're pretty pissed right now. So
yep.
That would be a surprise right there because you spent so much value on him fantasy wise. And he's not living up to that bill at all.
Devontae Freeman is definitely a surprise. He's the number one running back so far 4 weeks in. He's had 2-3 touchdown games back-to-back.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys probably want to sell him because Tevin Coleman will be back soon.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to use him for a trade bait for something, if you desperate in need for a QB or you want that number one wideout, get him. You better try to trade for him or something. Use him as trade bait.
What do you think about Todd Gurley? Is he for real?
He's a good football player. But it's 1 week. I mean, it's his first, you know, really showing. But on the flip side of that, too, you know, Jeff Fisher squads, he love to run the ball. So Gurley is going to get his touches. He's going to get his looks. Because that's one thing I've noticed about the Jeff Fisher squad. They're gonna do two things: run the ball, and they gonna hit you. he gonna always structure a good defense, you know, for that squad. So yeah, I think Gurley is the real deal. I think people were still getting him kind of high, even though they know he was injured.
Yeah.
So you know, something about it. You know, we witnessed him in you know in Georgia and everything. He's the real deal. He was a man child playing in college. So. Yeah, I think Gurley gonna be ready, man. I mean, don't expect that exact duplicate. That's one thing about fantasy. You can't be expecting. I just look for consistency. You know, don't look for out-of-body experiences every single week from your players. You know what I'm saying? I just expect consistency. And I do think Gurley can be a consistent running back. He can be that back that's going to easily give you 10 to 14 points every week.
And I think out of the rookie running backs so far, you look at Yeldon, you look at Gordon in San Diego, Yeldon in Jacksonville, and, you know, the one game we saw with Gurley in St. Louis, so far they've been effective while they're learning the game. And they're getting, you know, a little bit over 50 yards rushing. David Johnson in Arizona, you know, we can only imagine what he'll do with a full workload. Duke Johnson, we saw what he could potentially be when he's unleashed. So there's a lot of running back potential, even though the position is kind of down. I think if you look for, you know, in the next coming, you know, a few years, there's will be quality there, you know. But can they be consistent?
Can they be consistent? Yeah.
You know, will you be Trent Richardson?
Right. You definitely want to be that.
Yeah. Or, you know, so, yeah, that's something to look out for. I am going to give you some stats. Both of these receivers play on the same team.
Okay.
All right. Receiver number one, 30 targets, 22 catches, 314 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. Second receiver, 39 targets, 15 catches, 330 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. Which team is that, if you had to guess?
Say the second one more time.
39 targets, 15 catches, 330 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns.
Antonio Brown?
Nah, it's not Philly. It's not Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. It's two receivers on the same team producing at a high level in the first 4 weeks.
Dang. I don't know. Yeah, you got me on that one.
Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson.
Oh, wow.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Can you believe that?
Wow. Blake Bortles, yeah, he out there eating.
Yeah, he's, you know, and that's a measuring stick that we use for quarterbacks sometimes. Mm-hmm. Can you elevate the play of your teammates? And who was looking at Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson? I know
you was looking at Allen Robinson.
Yeah, but I didn't think Allen Hurns would do that.
I don't think no one thought of that he was going to do that.
Good flex options that could really tilt your match week to week if they're putting up wide receiver two, wide receiver numbers.
Yeah.
On the flip side, this receiver has 45 targets, 27 catches, and 255 yards. A clear disappointment so far. Who was that, B?
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, man.
I'll say that number sounds too familiar, man. You know, I'll be knowing my Detroit stats. Yeah, Calvin Johnson, man. Yeah,
it's Calvin Johnson.
But see, I think that just really goes to just how. I mean, you saw it. The offense is just in a funk this year. I don't know what it is about that offense, but those guys are in a funk. It ain't just Calvin. All of them. With the exception of the running back, Abdullah's looking. He's looking very impressive, but. They in the funk, man.
Yeah. Mike Evans is struggling. I think that's the quarterback play. That's expected. I didn't really want a receiver from Tampa Bay. I would have drafted one if I had to, only because I know Winston is a gunslinger when he wants to be. Mm-hmm. But 28 targets, 10 catches, 133 yards, no touchdown. The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
Woo, that struggle is real, man. And it is.
And you know, people were drafting him as their number two receiver.
Yep.
And now, you know, what do you do?
What do you do? Yeah, what do you do?
Better get Allen Robinson or Allen Hurns and close your eyes and pray Mike Evans have a good game. Who's on your we didn't do what up though.
Oh, who's on my what up though?
Yeah.
We talked about him because he didn't do nothing for me. He's on my team. You about to have me look at the dang on? He was on my team. He didn't do nothing for me. Oh my God! It was a running back. Oh, help me out. Oh my God, it was random. But anyway, whatchamacallit, I picked him up. Cooks.
Brandon Cooks?
He's a what up though.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson. I'm gonna stick with home team. Calvin Johnson is a what up though. Let me think. CJ Anderson. Another yeah. What up though. I mean, I know Trap Stars was very high on him. I don't know why, but he's not doing nothing. And who else? I was about to say DeSean Jackson. Lord have mercy. Alfred Morris. Is Alfred Morris injured? I know.
Nah, he's not.
Alfred Morris. I had that's why I asked that question, because I'm like, is he injured? Alfred Morris is another one. What up though? Where the hell he been at? Jesus Christ. That's another one that people was kind of like. I remember people was like, man, don't sleep on Alfred Morris. He gonna have a good year. Please. But that's
why they thought that.
Yeah, that's one. That's another one. That's a what up though, because he was going pretty early. Shoot, it was one more person this week. Was it Benjamin? I want to say the Benjamin guy from Cleveland. He had like three good
Travis weeks. Benjamin.
Yeah, he had like three good weeks, but I think this past week he didn't really. Well, I take that back. Yes, he did. I think he had like 80 reception yards. He doesn't get no touchdowns. So I take him back. But you go ahead.
Let's see. I was pulling mine up. See if I can, of course, Colin Kaepernick. I think he's going to be on here every week. You know, somebody may have had to start him because of a bye week. You know, and picked him up. And don't pick him up anymore, whoever you are.
He said don't pick him up.
Yeah, you want to stay away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dang, why is this not showing? Oh, no wonder. I'm looking at available players. Let me look at taken players. This would be better.
Yeah, that'll help.
All right. So let's see here. We got some duds here. I know we. Now, there we go. If you had to start Flacco, you only got 11 points from him. So, yeah.
That's your boy Flacco.
Yeah, you're not happy about that, you know, because and people probably did pick him up because they think that Pittsburgh's secondary is terrible, and they played pretty well since that week one debacle in New England. Yep. So it's something to watch out for. But people thought he was going to eat.
Yep.
And he did not.
Nope.
But they fortunately got the win for Baltimore fans. But Flacco was terrible. Let's see. Who we got? Let's go, man. I'm gonna have to go another page here. Julio Jones.
Yeah.
38 yards on 4 catches.
Yep. That's another what up though. But you know, and his only downfall for that was because the running game was so efficient. Like, mm-hmm. Freeman was running wild. So, it was kind of like, why pass when we got, you know, we got Freeman running crazy over them. So, he kind of get a pass. But, yeah, I can see if you got him, you don't expect him to give you more than 4 points. You know what I mean?
Right. Because think about this. You look at, you didn't even watch the game. You're just checking scores. And you look
exactly.
up.
And you see 4.6. From Julio Jones, you're like, what the fuck? You mad?
But think about this. What do you see first? You see the scoreboard.
Yeah.
40 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Oh man, 42 Julio Jones. Eight.
Yep. And you look, but you know that's just because they was running the ball so effectively, man. That's why. And they wasn't down. They weren't playing right. They were down. So.
Antonio Brown, man, he dropped the touchdown. He only had 42 yards receiving.
Hey, man, you just going to put Mike Vick on blast like that, man?
It's not. Well, no. I'm putting Antonio Brown on blast. And Tomlin, because he was a little bit conservative. Not a little bit, a lot. He was conservative.
I was about to say a little. He was a whole lot conservative.
But Antonio Brown had a touchdown. He dropped it, which would have improved his numbers. He would have had at least 10. You know, people relying on that. Lamar Miller is back on the list. Again, 26 yards rushing on 7 carries, 10 yards receiving on 1 reception. I think he's going to be on here a lot. Brandon Cooks, 25 yards receiving on 8 targets. Come on, man. You can't. You got to be better than that. And Carlos Hyde is on here again. Carlos Hyde is impacted severely by Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh, yes. And you know he was a part of my trade too when I got Tom Brady in my main league.
You did get rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Meech pissed because I gave him Carlos Hyde and Odell Beckham for Tom Brady and Keyshawn and Keenan Allen.
And Odell Beckham is on the list. What he had, 38 yards receiving?
Yep.
So he's on the list.
He's making me look like a genius, man. Like, it's like, damn, that trade. You know, if Tom Brady keep being Tom Brady and Keyshawn Allen is, you know, keep being consistent, mm-hmm. that trade. And then, you know, if I get Dez Bryant back, oh, man.
That's woo. Yeah, I got two more. Rashard Matthews had a terrible game. But listen, guys. If you see an NFL team playing in London and they are not a high-octane offense like the Patriots or the Packers or anybody like that, if you see Jets and Dolphins, sit the players. They're not going to perform. That's why I sat. Not only was the Dolphin offense struggling, I didn't trust that 9:30 game in London. Jet lag, you're overseas, you're probably out, you know, having a good time. No, I'm not playing any of those guys, and nobody performed up to the levels they have performed the previous 3 weeks. So it's something to consider when you guys are setting your lineups. London games, you might, depending on the player, want to stay away from them. And Thursday games, depending on the player, you might want to stay away from them. Unless they're just the number one guy you know going to eat. And even then, they still may struggle. And so that's just an aside. Anquan Boldin, not his fault, but he had 3 catches for 12 yards. Hopefully, you know, you're not even starting him. All right, so that's going to do What Up, Though, for this week. All right, so last thing I want to get to is, like I said, we're doing like a recap, and you know we're at the quarter mark. We're a fourth of the way through the NFL season, and here are some guys that are struggling. And do you keep them or what do you do? So Eddie Lacy, he's been hurt. I don't think you drop him.
No. You hang on to him because I mean he just not. Packers giving him the ball. I mean, like, he's getting his touches. He just not – he ain't doing nothing with it. That's your boy.
He is my boy, but he's hurt, B. He's hurt. You know, that's why James Stark is playing. I think he'll finish strong like he did last year. Jeremy Hill, that's my other boy, man. He's making me look like a damn fool. He showed in spurts last week what I expected to see with him. But they are just killing me with this running back by committee. They are not giving him the ball. And he can't eat, you know, the way he was able to eat last year. Now, as soon as Giovanni Bernard get hurt, maybe that'll change.
Maybe that'll change.
But you drafted him, right?
Jeremy Hill, yep.
Jeremy Hill. So what do you do? Like, do you have to stick with him? Do you have any options on the bench?
I mean, yeah, no, not really. I mean, I do whenever he have his bye, but not comfortable enough to just start him. Like, just, hey, let me bench him and start someone else. No.
Yeah, because at any given moment, he's the type of guy that can pop one.
Yep.
You're not sitting Andrew Luck. He's struggling, but you're not going to sit him. You know, and he's made up for his struggles late. Jeremy Hill... T.Y. Hilton, you're probably not going to sit him. I know he struggled a little bit, but his struggles are tied to Andrew Luck. That should change. We've talked about Jimmy Graham earlier. There are just no other options that are better. Justin Forsett has had one good game. I think that game should reinstill some confidence in people to give him like 2 or 3 more starts, but he's been absolutely terrible. Let's see. So those are guys that it's besides Forsett. C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman are in a running back by committee now. The announcement has been made. He was a top 5, top 6 pick for a lot of people out there.
Yep.
And if you don't have Ronnie Hillman, you may as well kiss your fantasy season goodbye. The person I played drafted C.J. Anderson was the first round. Trap Stars. He's 0-4. And when you waste your first round pick on a guy that has underperformed at this level, he's ranked 46th at the running back position. And he was being taken in the 5th to 6th. His average was 11. You're not going to win many games. You know, and we're seeing that now. You better hope you get Ronnie Hillman, but you're not going to get him.
No, you're not. You're not.
So, DeMarco Murray has been terrible.
Yeah.
You and I, in the preview show, we were hesitant to pick him. 42nd ranked, average draft position 12. He hasn't done anything, and a lot of that has to do with Chip Kelly. I think you can continue to hold on to him, but hopefully you have an options left because he's shown sparks. He's gotten some touchdowns that have saved some weeks. But you may be forced to stick with him. You're going to play Jeremy Hill until something changes there. You're going to play Justin Forsett. Maybe. You know, I still would be concerned about him. Lamar Miller, don't play him. Let's see what Dan Campbell does. He's ranked 48. They had big plans for him. They went away from the plans. That's why Philbin is fired. And Mike Evans is going to be up and down based on Jameis Winston's play. A lot of these guys, man, these are fantasy stars, or were supposed to be fantasy stars. I would imagine that if you have some of these guys that are struggling, you'll probably have a losing record, or unless you have somebody that's been hurt. So you may be 1-3, you may be in 0-4, and they could probably turn your season around, or maybe not.
Maybe not.
But
whew.
I'm glad it's not me, because yep, I didn't get any of these guys.
Jeremy Hill is the only one, but hopefully with them three touchdowns, they have started looking more in the red zone, and I can, you know, start eating off of him, man, because I need him to eat.
Yeah, I would have drafted Eddie Lacy. I would have drafted Luck. I would have drafted Hill. I don't really like Hilton. And I would have drafted Graham. I did draft Lamar Miller, but only because of where he fell to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's value by position. Everybody else, man, I would have stayed away from them if there were other options available. The only way I would have picked them up if they were the best available, you know, at the time that I was drafting.
Yeah.
I think that's really how I got Lamar Miller. Okay, so let's go through bye weeks real quick, and then we'll call it a show. On bye this week, Cam Newton, Ryan Tannehill, Teddy Bridgewater, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. More than likely, you are not starting any of those guys except maybe Cam Newton. At this point in the season, if you're still starting Tannehill, something is wrong with you. You know, I drafted Tannehill, but I was fortunate and smart. Like you said, B, draft well. I drafted Carson Palmer. He's my starter. Because I just didn't trust Tannehill. But, guys, you can add Jay Cutler. He came back. He played okay. But you just need to get a decent game out of him and hope for the best. Nick Foles, I think Vic will be unleashed. Blake Bortles and Alex Smith. Josh McCown had a good game. All these guys may be on your waiver wire. I would probably go at the Bortles first. And then maybe...
Go after Bortles. Go get Bortles.
Yeah, get Bortles first. After that, I you know, maybe Foles, then Cutler, maybe McCown. At this point, well, we're not going to go through drop candidates. Let's see. Let's go to running backs. Carlos Williams is hurt. Some of you picked him up. LeSean McCorners, maybe. He's done. Lance Dunbar, a lot of you guys picked him up. He's done for the year. Fred Jackson, I don't know why you would have him, but if you do, his ankle is hurt. He's probably out. Marshawn Lynch is going to play next week.
Hold on.
All these guys, you can probably drop anyway.
Hold on a second, Ken.
Yeah. Players on bye, Adrian Peterson, Chris Ivory, Jonathan Stewart, and Lamar Miller. Some of you may be playing Lamar Miller because you probably draft him as your running back.
Hold on.
Jonathan Stewart has been a disappointment. How would you assess Chris Ivory so far this?
I give him like a B plus.
Okay.
I got him. So him and who I said I gave a B to, Murray.
Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
Okay. Players that you may be able to get, Ronnie Hillman, you're probably not going to get him anymore.
Nope, don't get him.
Yeah. Other guys that are out there, man, really, it's really nobody. Hopefully you got some backup running backs. Anthony Dixon is going to play. They may run it a lot. Andre Williams, no, he's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rashad Jennings is playing too well, I don't think. Christian, like, you know, if you have Peterson or Ivory or Stewart or Lamar Miller, yeah, look to get Hillman. Look to get Disson. He'll get snaps. Duke Johnson, you'll want to get him, and hopefully they play him.
Yeah,
get everybody.
Yeah. Huh? I was saying, yeah, Johnson, you probably get him.
Yeah. Everybody else, man, are just people you're stashing. Christian Michael, Robin Turbin, Antonio Andrews. You may want to hold on to Thomas Rawls and see if Lynch plays.
Yeah, hold on to him.
Yeah.
If you're listening, please hold on to him.
Yeah, so, but yeah, other than that, man, if you have any of those other four guys and you don't have a backup, you might be in trouble this week.
Yeah.
You can, if, because I did this, if you're handcuffing Niall Davis, you can drop him.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless Charles suffer a significant injury, you good right there. You can drop him.
Which typically happens to Charles, but that guy, Shedrick West.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the backup. You can dump Niall Davis. You can probably also, let's see. Okay, so that's that. Receivers, Steve Smith is hurt. Nate Washington, hamstring, he's hurt. Cecil Short, shoulder, he's hurt. Malcolm Floyd has a concussion. Steve Johnson has a hamstring. Antonio Gates is coming back, so his production would have been impacted. Guys that are on waiver this week, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, Jarvis Landry, Rashard Matthews, Mike Wallace, and Ted Ginn,
yeah.
A lot of you people are picking up Ted Ginn. Don't.
Yes. I mean, why? Really?
He's scoring touchdowns. People buy into that. Don't do it. We're telling you now. He's, you know, don't do it. It's not worth the pick. Guys you can't add, Allen Hurns, we already talked about him. Hankerson, we talked about him. Kamar Aiken, we've talked about him. We talked about Willie Snead, who may be available. Tavon Austin might be out there, and Ruben Randall. Maybe Cole Beasley if you're desperate. So those are guys you can probably add to get help you get through the week. Dump Andre Johnson and dump Roddy White, and Victor Cruz, I think, is hurt again. Plus, he has female problems, so he's probably done for the year. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Gossip show. Uh-huh. Man, apparently his wife or fiance.
Oh, contact the side chicks.
Yeah.
Okay, I did hear about that. I'm sorry. Yeah,
200. 200, dang.
I mean, what's up with these athletes, man? Matt Barnes driving 90-something miles and Victor Cruz getting the side chicks exposed and stuff. Well, Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So anyway, all right. So this is not a gossip show. We just said you might want to stay away from Victor.
Yeah, we just had to. Yeah,
he got some off the field issues.
Right.
if things ain't right at home, man, you might struggle in other areas. Right. Tight end Jordan Reed has a concussion. You already mentioned that earlier. We talked about Eric Ebron. Players on bye: Greg Olsen, Jordan Cameron, and Kyle Rudolph. Owen Daniels, you may want to look at. Kobe Fleener, you can take a gamble. I hope he scored a touchdown. Dwayne Allen is coming back. Richard Rodgers, Gary Barnage. If you're desperate, Virgil Green.
Yeah, that's only if you're desperate.
Yeah. I would recommend first Barnage because the Cleveland coach is starting to talk about him. And then go with quarterback next, which is Owen Daniels or Richard Rodgers. And hope they get in the red zone and one of those guys get open. And that's it, man. I think that's going to do it for us this week. So, yeah, that's another week in the books. This has been you know, a recap and a look ahead. We got 4 more weeks left in week 8. We will do the same in week 8. By that time, most teams are what they are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, most players are what they are. A lot of the players we talked about that are struggling right now has an opportunity to turn it around, and we'll see if they do. And, you know, some players like Dez Bryant may be back by week 8 as well. So that's going to do it, man.
See y'all after week 5.
See you week 5. Peace.
Peace.